We are learning Masechtas Chul in Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Amnuna. First word on the line is Letzoynecha, and after that, Amar Rav Amnuna. We are continuing the sugya of Oysoy Ves Benoy, and specifically in regards to Shitas Rav Shimon, who holds that Shitas Ein Eruya Lo Shma Shitas. Shitas Ein Eruya means that if it doesn't make the Shitas does not help you eat and make it into Oichel, it's not called a Shitas. So continuing with that Shita of Rav Shimon, we'll talk today about Kachim, which we mentioned a little bit yesterday, and some of the Oilim had some kash on that. We're going to address those today. I'm Rav Avnuna. Oy Mahoy Rav Shimon. Rav Avnuna says that Fi Rav Shimon Shita in Oysa Vesmenei Noi by Kachim. It's not possible to have Oysa Vesmenei by Kachim. My time, what's the reason? Kimadom Rav Shimon Shita Shein Ruler Shema Shita. Since Rav Shimon holds the Shita Shein Ruler is not called a Shita, Shita's Kachim. Nah, me Shita Shein Ruler. Then it's pasha, it's kachim, it's not shchita ruya. Why? Because when you shecht a carbon or kachim, in kachim echutz, obviously it's pasul. And even in mifnim, the kachim mifnim is not royal achil yet until you do zrika. So therefore, it's a shchita sheni ruya. We'll see later on in the Amid about a oila. But let's see what we're talking about, shlam we do it. A shlam we do it. Chatas we do it. So is it called shchita ruya or not? So no, because when you shecht it, it's still not ruya, you need a zrika. So therefore, Rav Nuna says, according to Rav Shimon, there's no such thing as Oysa Esmenei by Kachim. Because he never have a Shechita Ruya. That's what he says. That's Rav Nuna's blanket statement across the board. It's not Shaykh to have Oysa Esmenei by Kachim. Masiv, Rav has a Kasha. Like this. It says in a Braisa, or this is based on a Mishnah. But it says like this. Masiv, Rav, Oysa Esmenei, Kachim, Bechutz. Rav Shimon Eimer, Sheini B'loi Tasa. So Rav brings down a memory like this. That Oysa Vesmenei Kachim Bechutz, outside the Beis Mikdash. Rav Shimon Eimer, Sheini Beloi Sasa. The second one, even though it's Bechutz's man, and can be brought inside the Beis Mikdash, and it's therefore not Chayav Karis, because it's not a Pesach HaMoy Loyaviyu, every Chutz you have to, the only way you Chayav Karis is if you could have brought it to Pesach HaMoy, you couldn't, because you already shechted the mother. So the second one, it says over here, that it's beloy sasa. So Rav Shimon Eimer called royu lo vilach hazman. If something could be royu after hazman, like tomorrow, hareyu beloy sasa. Hakaponim has a loy sasa in makaros. What's this loy sasa? So Rashi brings down from the Gemara and Zvokim, from the pasuk loy sasun cholash anachnu oisim poyayim. From that pasuk the lav, it could be Rav Shimon. So this is a different Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that bechutz yichayev karis. That's if you could bring it today to the Beis Mikdash. If you can't, but be royu lach hazman has a lav of loy sasun ken. That's what Rav Shimon says. No, kol shein by karis ain't a b'loy sasa. If it has no karis, there's no loy sasa. That's the memra, that's the halacha, that's this machlekes Rav Shimon Nechum. And Rav was bothered by this. Mekashalon, and Rav was bothered by this, it's all about a kasha on Rav Nuna. We're developing the kasha. Mekashalon, and Rav had a kasha on this braisa, or this mishnah, that kachim mechutz, shein yi b'loy sasa, what's pshat? Rav Shimon saying in the second one is loy sasa. L'chayra, kama mitkel katol. The first one was a shechita sheni ruya. You killed it outside because the kachim outside is nothing. So sheni mekal b'fnimu. Karos nam l'chayiv. You have karos on the second one. The second one's roi lavi l'fnim. You weren't in shech the mother. The mother shechita wasn't ruya. So l'chayra, it's you have karos. What Pshat Rav Shimon says is alive. It's be karos. That was his problem with his braisa. And therefore Rava came up with a mahalach to answer it. V'amar Rava v'amri la kadi. Some say it was Rava. Some say it was kadi. There is chesuri mechsura, and you have to add a major surgery to this brisa. Kachim shneim bechutz. If you bring both kachim bechutz, l'rabbanon rishon oishon karis. The first one is oish karis. Sheni pasul upater. It's pasul because bechutz is manakum into rabbanon. Upater from the lav the shulchutz because there's no karis. L'rav Shimon shneim oishon karis. Very good smack. Rav Shimon both are karis. Why? Because the first one is shulchutz. And the second one is not called Oysa Ves Menoi because the first one was Shchutas Shein Eruyah. Therefore, the second one also could have brought into the Beis Mikdash. And they both have a Chiyav Karas of Shutichotz. The Brisa goes further. Where's the Lav of Rav Shimon? We have to get there. So the Brisa goes further. Echad Bechutz Vecha Befnim. If one was brought, one of Kachim's were outside, the second one Befnim. L'Rab Bonan Rishon Anish Karas, Sheini Pasol Pata. The second one's Bechutz Ves Man, it's Pasol, and you're Pata. You Chayav Oysa Ves Menoi? Yes, you are. But like Rashi speaks out, we're not handling the Oysa Ves Menoi. And the same would go before Oysa Ves Menoi, in the first case also, if you're Rabbanu. But we're not going in the parish of Oysa Ves Menoi, we're not talking about those Unchim now. We're talking about Shutichotz. So he says that the first one is Anishkar, the second one is Pasal Pater. It's Pasal because Chutz is man, it's Pater from Chutz, because they're Befnim. You are chayef by Yosef Benayo. Yeah. The Rav Shimon, Sheini Kosher. The second one's Kosher. Why? The first one's not called Chidiruya. It's not called Yosef Benayo. So the second one is not Mechus Zman. And I brought it Ibifnim. It's Kosher. Echa Ibifnim Echa Mechutz. If you brought one inside and one outside in that order, the Rabbana Rishon Kosher Apata, Sheini Pasul Apata. The second one's Pasul because Mechus Zman. Anyway, it's outside. And you're not chayef Kosher because you couldn't bring it inside. But you're chayef by Yosef Benayo. But Sheini Pasul Apata. The Rav Shimon, Sheini Beloy Sasa. It's only Eloy Sasa. That's a Rav answer. And the problem is, the Chayrish, we have cars. Sheini, Amai Beloy Sasa. Vesuloy, Karis Tam Lechayev, we have cars because the first one doesn't count. Even though it was between, it was kosher, but you couldn't eat it. It was kachim. Rav Nuna says that kachim is not kosher to Ruya. Zok Rav, right now, like Rav Nuna, Avad the kachim is kosher to Ruya. Why? Because after Zerika, I can eat it. So if after Zerika, I can eat it, someone asked this kasha yesterday, after Zerika, I can eat it, so therefore, it's royal to eat. It's royal to eat this kachem. So I argue Rav Nuna, and that's Pshan, this price, a beautiful price. If you bring the first one of Fnim, second one of Mechutz, it's Taka Mechutz Zman, it's no Pesach Amoyed Lo Yaviyu, but Yechayev Alav. But, because here, there is Oysas Menoy, according to Rav Shimon. So Rav is saying there is a possibility of Oysas Menoy, according to Rav Shimon. How? Even by kachim, is a possibility. How? If you brought up a fnim, but kashrus after the zrika chayich, after zrika chayich. So zok to Gemara elamarava. So what exactly was Rav Nuna saying? Elamarava, come Rav Nuna, ain malchus oisav esbenay bekachim. It's not possible to get malchus and oisav esbenay bekachim. Why? Given the kama on the second shchita, about the first shchita was good with the zrika, good. But the second shchita, when I do the shechting on the oisav esbenay, can we chayiv malchus? No. Why not? It's not a shchita ruya. Oh, I'm going to make a Zerika? If it's outside, for sure you can't make Chayav Malkus. Now it's with the Ruyah. Even in the inside. The second one's on the inside. Both on the inside. The second one brought in the inside in the Beis Mikdash. I can't make Chayav Yisrael. You know why? Because it's not a Shechita Ruyah. It's not a Shechita Ruyah. Why not a Shechita Ruyah? Because it's not a Shechita Ruyah. Because you didn't do a Zerika yet. When I do a Zerika, I'll be Ruyah. That's a Shra Sofik. So I don't know. Ain Malkus Oyes Bevi Kachem. Kim the Kam Loi Zarek Dam Loi Mystery Basar Beim the Kashach Dam Asroa Sofik. When you shech the Asroa Sofik, Asroa Sofik Loi Shma Asroa. Asroa Sofik not called Asroa. Now it's Mashma. If you held that Asroa Sofik Shma Asroa, then everything would be fine, right? Everything would be fine. Bechay. Chare Pella is Ayes Bechus Asman. Let's break this down again. The first one he brought with Flynn, and it's called Shkidiriya. Why? Because he made Zrika. Good. The second one, I'm also not bringing a b'chutz, then it's still no good. I'm bringing a b'fnim. So we're saying over here, the reason why there's no malchus, according to Rav Shimon, is because it's Asra HaSafik. Because he holds that the shechit has to be ruyah. The shechit is not ruyah until you do the zrika, and that's Asra HaSafik. Frank Rashi, the obvious question. The second shechit is not a good shechit, it's b'chutz Zman. You're not going to eat it anyway, even after zrika. So what's going on here? They're Frank Rashi. And because of that kasha, Rashi says the one who had this girsa was Adam Mefopol, Charafu Mefopol. It was a mistake. Really, what I mean to say is this way. Forget about take out the gear Surah Safik. It's not Noye Bekachim. You know why? Because Mechus Hazman. That's what he says. It's not Noye Bekachim because Mechus Hazman. Avad, you're right. After Shechit and Zrika, it's called Ru'uya. But it's not Negeya in this case because it'll always be Mechus Hazman. That's Rashi Shita. Now, Tosis on the Maskal Shita on Payment Base, we read part of it yesterday, argues on Rashi. And one of the reasons is he's saying, what do you mean? This is Mordechai's Kasha. But Kachem doesn't have Oysir Esbenoi. It says the Vav, Moisif, that Kachem has it in Oysir Esbenoi. How can you say that in Oysir Esbenoi? There were Tosis Mechadish, it's not a Kasha in Mechus Hazman. You know why? Every Oysir Esbenoi, that is the Chiev. The Chiev is the Shech, the mother, and the daughter. The Torah is telling you there's a Chiev even by Mechus Hazman. For example, he gives, by the fear of Reb Shimon, why Chayev Shchut Echutz? It's not Ruya. Every Shchut Echutz is not Shchut Ruya. Torah says, Hachi B'Chayev Echrona. He also, Oysir Esbenoi, if the Psul is Oysir Esbenoi, take a Psul, like which is Mechus Hazman, then Avadi Echayev. And therefore, he says, the only reason he's not Chayev is Asra Safik on the Zrika. That's why. That's what Tosfos learns with that Payam Abayz, and as Rai is in the Gemara before. Al Kaparim, that's the Sugya. So, just important to note that. And the bottom line is that Rav Nuna says there's no malchus by Yisrael Mekachim is Tupshatim. Rashi says, of course, it's always Mechus Hazman. And the Gemara says, the Gemara's gear says, and Taisus learns his Pshat, Sasra Safik. Va'ozda Rava Latame. And Rava goes Latame. Dama Rava. He Chulin. If the mother is Chulin, or B'nai Shlomim, in this order, Shachat Chulin, that's a good Shechita, Kuliyama, it's Ru'iyah. Va'acha Shachat Shlomim. And afterwards, you Shech the Shlomim, you Potter. So according to the Girsa of Taisvis, your potter, and that's Rashi versus Farash over here, it's Asherah Safik. The reason why Meshach Shlomi your potter is because Meshach Shchita, I don't know if he's Luzrika. That's why you're potter. And Lefi Rashi, it's Mechus Azman. That's the reason why you're potter. It's Azra Avla Tamei. It's the mother is Chulin, and the daughter is Shlomim. So there, the Allah is your potter. Why? Because either Mechus Azman or Asherah Safik. If it's the other way around, Shlom Vacha Chulin, Dichai, then you're potter Dichai, even from Shimon, it's not a Shaila. This memo is going to Rabbi Shimon. Vama Rava, Nach Halacha, also in Rav Shimon. This is a new Halacha. He Chulin, if the mother was Chulin, or Bina Ayla, and the son was Ayla, Loi Meboyi, Shachat Chulin, Achashat Ayla, the Potter, it's Pashat, Vishach to Chulin first, and then the Ayla, your Potter, according to Rav Shimon. Why? Because it's man, it's Asra, Safik. But even more, I'll tell you even more. Ella, Zach Rava, on top of Beis, I feel Shachat Ayla first. Vachashat Chulin, Potter, why? Shchita Kamais Lav Shchita. The oil is not a real achila. Good it is drika. Good it wasn't no shilas there. It's after everything. But it's not a shchita. It's not a shchita ruya. Because the oil you don't eat. That's a shchita of Rava. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're making a mistake. And why the oil is called achila? Achila says, be'ach shma achila. My time, what's the raya? Don't my crawl. The pasuk says, a gabi pigal. That if someone has a mind to either do Haktara tomorrow, or to eat the carbon tomorrow, two halachos achilas. But shtei achilas comes with dabe. Achilas adam, achilas mebeach is called pigel. So what do you see? That ma'achil yachil achila. The word achila means mizbeach as well, and therefore zokt Rav Yaakov v'shem Rav Yechanan that according to Rav Shimon it will be called shchita ruya because it is ruya. It's ruya la'achilas and mizbeach, and that's called shchita ruya. That's called shchita ruya, and about halfway after the zrika. But the same shavas shavas safik that type of sugar. But if it's the oil is first, no shavas shavas safik, then according to Rabbi Yaakov, you'll be chay because it is called achila. It is called shchita ruya. That's the chalikas Rava and Rabbi Yaakov. So it's the chalikas if by oil it's called shchita ruya. And at Kan, the sugi over here of explaining according to Rabbi Shimon, the din vayisah esmanai. When I finish Rabbi Shimon, we have to get to the Rabbi Shimon himself in the next mishnah. Baal kaponim. That's the cheshbon in our Mishnah, Legabi, first, second, Chosuzman, all these halachas, Shra Safik, in Rav Shimon Shita.